Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, committee members. My name is Tom Colgan from Lyme, New Hampshire. I'm the president and CEO of Wagner Forest Management. Wagner has been in business for nearly 60 years and is based in Lyme, New Hampshire. We have 62 employees engaged in managing timberland and developing renewable energy projects in New Hampshire, Maine, and Eastern Canada. We have developed a 50-megawatt wind farm in Roxbury, Maine, and we were instrumental in helping to develop the Granite Reliable project in Coos County, the largest wind farm in the state. I'm here to share my testimony in opposition to HB 50, but I'm going to now depart from my written remarks to spare you all some time. But I would like to share a couple anecdotal points. One is I might either be the bravest or the silliest person to come here today and admit to being a wind farm developer. But at Wagner, we made a commitment 7 years ago to be in the renewable energy business, and we're walking the talk. And we're not ashamed to say that. We're not a... We just recycled our cans at the dump on the weekend. We wanted to make a difference. We own land in Coos County. We own land that was developed for wind farms. We have land in the unorganized part of Coos County. We'd like to put on more wind farm developments. We have a lot of information we could share with you as the person on the ground making a wind farm and making it work. I can tell you and would offer our services during any work sessions to come in and let you know the facts. So you've heard a lot of things that were talked about today. There's a lot of being economical with the truth about this, but we can tell you the facts. I would also say that in the issue which has come up quite often today about aesthetics, no one will ever legislate what is proper aesthetics on any wind park. I would say that when people say that they don't want to see wind farms generating electricity that may go out of state, somebody in West Virginia didn't like to see their mountaintop blasted off to bring the coal to the boat power plant. Somebody in Arizona didn't want to see uranium dug up to keep Seabrook going. But everybody's got legitimate opinions on it, and I think that's one thing that the SEC has done very well. If you look at it, there have been three wind projects permitted in the state and one rejected. There is not a tidal wave or tsunami of wind projects out there ready to go that I know of. But I know that we would like to continue to be in the wind business. We have projects we'd like to develop. A moratorium is a very broad brush stroke, and I think bad policy in general. Thank you.
Thank you.